The British government is looking to expand its espionage roster. Anyone who's a citizen can apply, but the entrance exam is a bit of a brain buster. It's a code, and you've got to crack it if you want the chance to be Britain's next cyber spy. Brian Todd looks at the reaction to this unique recruiting idea and examines why the espionage industry is moving online.
Here's your challenge, 160 combinations of numbers and letters, and a countdown clock. You've got just a few days to your deadline. If you're a British citizen and you solve this cryptographic puzzle, you could be recruited for Britain's next generation of high-tech spies. Posted online, publicized on Facebook and Twitter, it's put out by the Government Communications Headquarters, Britain's version of America's National Security Agency, a kind of whiz-bang eavesdropping post whose mission is to help catch terrorists. This agency once posted job ads inside video games. An official there tells us this puzzle's gotten thousands of hits and at least 50 people have solved it. If you do that, you're congratulated, offered a chance to apply.
What do you think of this as a recruiting tool?
I think it's a great idea. One of the things that it does is it brings sort of awareness of the need for cryptanalysts, cryptographers.
Former CIA analyst Mark Stout is an expert on code cracking at the International Spy Museum in Washington. He says for people with reasonable training in math and computer science, this code probably isn't too hard.
What kind of crucial intelligence can you gather by code breaking?
Well, code breaking, signals intelligence as we call it, can be tremendously valuable because it's one of the rare forms of intelligence that, if done properly, if you can get access to the right things, will give you the enemy's intention. What are they really thinking?
Stout and other experts say governments like Britain's need cyber warriors more than ever. Officials at the Government Communications Headquarters say they want people with an interest in so-called ethical hacking. Illegal hackers need not apply. Cyber experts say the code's too easy.
An official at the British Government Communications Headquarters says it's not designed to be overly difficult, more to promote awareness of what that agency does. Mayfrey and others say if that's the goal, then it's worth it, to get teenagers and other young people excited about potential careers in legitimate cyber espionage. Brian Todd, CNN, Washington.
Before we go, taking pictures with Santa is a Christmas tradition. But for some Canadians, that tradition's gone to the dogs. This Santa is posing for pics with pooches. The trick is getting them to sit still for the camera. At least their requests to the jolly guy in red aren't too complicated. What does a dog want for Christmas this year? Either a toy or a treat. Whether they've been naughty or nice, it still makes for a cute postcard, which is the perfect way for these dogs to wish you a happy holidays. Of course, the naughty ones better not expect anything from Santa on December 25th. They'd just be barking up the wrong Christmas tree. Remember, the deadline is tomorrow for sending us an iReport about what you're looking forward to in 2012. If you've already sent one in, we need you to look for our email reply about what to do next. Back tomorrow with more headlines. I'm Carl Azuz.